producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, this is Dr. Joy Brown, and we're going to do something a little different to start off my program today. As I'm sure all of you know, that there was a tragic stampede near Mecca this morning where at least 700 people were killed, and I would guess that the death toll is probably going to go up, which is the second, as far as I know, greatest number of people killed. But there was a stampede several years ago where 1,400 people were killed. And I have with me Parvez Sharma, who has a film called A Sinner in Mecca. And Parvez is Muslim, correct?
Yes, I am.
And we can talk about the movie at the end of this if we get some time. But your publicist sent me an email this morning saying, would you like him to talk about why he thinks this is both tragic but predictable? So I thought we would start there, because I think for most of us we go, oh my gosh. And the first news flashes on this said it was terrorism, but apparently it was not. It was a stampede. Can you explain, first of all, how that happens?
It's the largest gathering of Muslims on the planet during this annual pilgrimage. And having done the pilgrimage myself, I know that the conditions are horrific. The Saudi authorities do not care for the welfare of the pilgrims. And this happens, unfortunately, very frequently. The conditions are terrible, and I think that the blame for this tragedy lies at the doorstep of the Saudis.
All right, explain when you say that the conditions are terrible. What specifically does that refer to?
There are no modern methods of crowd control. The pilgrims often are in horrific conditions, and at this point in time, when the Hajj is drawing to a close, is the time when the pilgrims, there's a state of frenzy and a manic energy towards these last rituals, one of which is called the Stoning of the Devil, which is a place where these things happen. And I was part of this, so I know exactly what happened and why it happened.
But explain to me what occurs when we're talking about this. Well, explain the process that gets us to the Stoning of the Devil, and then explain that.
So what you have is, during this point in the Hajj, you're living in the largest tent city in the world called Mina, and which is where the stampedes actually happened. Pilgrims have to walk for miles in this maze of tunnels, which is a very limited space and extremely claustrophobic. And we're talking about 3 million people doing exactly the same thing at the same time. As the pilgrims walk, they're chanting as they're supposed to do, because you're going for a ritual that recreates what the prophet Abraham did centuries ago, where you have to collect 70 pebbles and stone the devil. A lot of the Hajj is about recreating these stories from Islam's ancestors. And this is the point during the Hajj, as I said, where everything is coming to a culmination, and there is a manic frenzy amongst the pilgrims to get the last ritual right. But the Saudis have not provided the infrastructure that is necessary for people to actually undertake the Hajj in safe conditions.
What would those improvements be? If you were in charge of the Saudi government at this time and could make conditions safer, what would you implement?
That's a hard one to answer, but I would say that learning basic crowd control would be one way to avoid tragedies like this. This maze of tunnels that has been constructed is a huge problem. Herding millions of people like cattle into these really claustrophobic spaces, knowing that it is at a point where pilgrims are in a manic state of frenzy is not what the doctor ordered.
What, when you talk about stoning the devil, could you explain exactly what that ritual is? So you collect 70 pebbles. You're going through the tunnels. This has been going on a week?
The Hajj itself lasts about 5 days.
Okay.
And every step of the Hajj is a recreation of some element in Islamic history. What you're doing at this point is you're collecting a certain number of pebbles after having spent the entire night in an open plain where you've collected them, and you go to a place where the Prophet Abraham is supposed to have stoned the devil centuries ago, and you do exactly that. What the Saudis have done at this point is they have built three pillars, which are massive, that signify the devil, and this is how the ritual takes place. And it is a place of stampedes.
When you throw the stones at the pillars?
You do, and you do it from all sides. So a lot of people...
Somebody's going to get hit in the head.
Yes, it does.
So people are throwing... Are they in a circle around these pillars, these three pillars, so there's a crossfire, essentially, or not?
Absolutely.
So how could you not hit somebody in the head?
I know. You do. People get hurt all the time.
And in your movie, at least, there were children that were participating in this as well.
Yes.
So how does the stampede...
There is nothing that is problematic about the ritual itself.
Okay.
The way it has been put together by the Saudis is what the problem is.
Do you think it's indifference, or is there a profit motive? Would it be expensive to implement safer procedures? Or what do you think the motivation is?
Well, my film is a condemnation of the Saudi regime for a variety of reasons, and one of them is this, which is not caring about the welfare of these 3 million or so Muslims that converge upon Mecca for this annual pilgrimage called the Hajj. What the Saudis are more concerned about, and you see this in my film, is building upon Islam's history and destroying the history of the religion. They're more concerned about building 7-star hotels in Mecca and shopping malls instead of really caring for the welfare of pilgrims and just implementing crowd control measures that are sort of set in the 21st century would help make this the pilgrimage.
Well, there's actually a crane. Talking about your construction of hotels, there was a crane that fell earlier this year and killed 100 people. So tell me exactly.
This happened a few days ago. The crane is exact. It's there. There's a landscape of cranes all around the Kaaba, which is the holiest spot for Muslims. And they're building these monstrosities all around it. And more than 100 people were killed last week.
Tell me exactly how this, I know you weren't there in this particular situation, but you've been there. The film, A Sinner in Mecca, has got some incredible footage that apparently is absolutely forbidden, so that hopefully we're not going to get Parvez in any trouble. But tell me how the stampede itself would have, from your point of view, would have begun. People are throwing rocks, but they throw rocks every year, and there's not always a stampede. So what happened here, do you think?
Well, from all news reports, and I wasn't there, it seems that there was a mass frenzy and panic reactions like usually happen when there are stampedes. And as I said, the spaces to get to this ritual, which is one of the last rituals of the Hajj, are these tunnels, and everyone is trying to squeeze into them, and there is a manic frenzy situation.
So it's a stampede into rather than away from.
Well, people will run away, and people will cross each other, and people will obviously end up in a stampede situation.
Why doesn't it happen all the time? Why does it? Because, I mean, this is horrific, but from what you're saying, it's nearly predictable. And so what the issue is not why does it happen, but why does it not happen occasionally?
There are many stampedes every year, which are not reported.
I'll tell you what, can you hang on? I know you've got to go, but let me hang on, and we'll just answer that one question, then I promise I'll let you go to your photo shoot. Fair enough?
Sure.
Okay, I promise it'll only be a couple more minutes. My guest is Parvez Sharma, who's put out a film called The Sinner in Mecca. But he's been there. He's been in exactly this situation. He's telling us how it occurs and why it doesn't occur more often. It's tragic, but predictable and preventable. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, I am Dr. Joy Brown. My guest is Parvet Sharma, and you're saying, what do you mean your guest is? You never do guests except on Friday. It's Broken, Let's Fix It. But the reason I asked Parvet to share some time with us, and he really has to go in just a minute. In fact, I'll tell you why afterwards, because he doesn't actually care, and I'll explain it to you, and I don't want to use up his time with the explanation. So I'll explain it to you, to my audience, in a minute. But we were talking about the stampede that occurred today near Mecca, and he's saying that he thought it was an absolutely predictable situation. And I'm saying, from your description, and also when I'll tell you, when I read that this morning, I flashed on your movie, and because I'd heard about Hajj and I knew about Mecca and I knew about pilgrimages, but I'd never actually seen pictures. And Parvez had, was it a GoPro? I don't even know what kind of camera it was, but he had a camera inside there, surreptitiously, and filming. So my question to you at this moment is not how this happened, because I think you've been very clear about that, but why doesn't it happen more often? Why did it happen now and not last year or the year before, even though it has happened before?
This year, probably, I mean, a stampede that kills hundreds of people cannot be predicted. So whatever the conditions were this year will be reported over due course of time. What I'm trying to say is that the situation during the Hajj, during the pilgrimage, very often is horrendous, and the Saudis have done very little to implement modern crowd control methods. And throughout the pilgrimage, actually, you're aware of the fact that they disregard the welfare of the pilgrims, and they do not care about what happens to the pilgrims. We must remember that pilgrims are fulfilling a lifelong calling, and this is, you know, millions of people who are devout, and they're gathered there to perform these rituals.
Well, in your film, I had the sense that there's not public facilities, there's not places to go to the bathroom, there's not sufficient water, there's not sufficient food, there's people are just jammed in very tightly, and circling around. So there's it's not only that they're jammed in a very small space, and presumably it's very hot. I mean, this is the desert, but they're also moving. So that somebody not moving fast enough, or somebody moving faster than the crowd. I mean, it just sounds like, as you say, a recipe for disaster.
It is a recipe for disaster. And you would think that the pilgrimage has been going on for more than 14 centuries at this point.
Yeah.
But you would think that by this time, the monarchy that's in control would have figured out how to make it safe for pilgrims. But they have not.
Well, do you think that part of the explanation is, well, it's historic and therefore we shouldn't mess with it? Do you think that's going to be part of the explanation or not?
I think the part that I am most interested in, and the film talks about this, as do many commentators, is the fact that the Saudis do not care about the welfare of the pilgrims, but also they're carrying out a deliberate destruction of Islamic history. So their interest lies, for example, in building these garish shopping malls and seven-star hotels.
Why would one be in conflict with the other? I mean, I think certainly capitalism is one of those things that people find very attractive, but why would it have to be one over the other? Why would they be necessarily in conflict with one another?
They are in conflict because what is being destroyed, as I said, is Islamic history. Just one example, the home the Prophet Muhammad shared with his wife has been destroyed by the Saudis, and they've built a row of toilets on top of that. Everything they build...
Well, that's a good example.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen... Parvez, I'd love to keep you longer, but I know that I promised that I would let you go, and I'm a woman that keeps her promises. So I do want to thank you. How can people find out where your film is?
They're still in theaters, but we are getting on iTunes on October 4th.
Great.
And we'll be on Netflix soon after.
Terrific. A Sinner in Mecca. My guest has been Parvez Sharma. Parvez, thank you so much, and thank you. I'm sorry that we had to have this interview, because more than 700 people have died, and I suspect the death toll is going to go up. But thank you for giving us such a personal and sort of non, you know, people I don't think understand statistics. I think people understand personal experiences, and you've been there, and thank you for sharing that with us.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Service. All right, so I promise, as I said, I promised I would let him go because he has a photo shoot. And I said, yeah, but photographers don't care if you're 5 minutes late, but, you know, he has commitments. But let me just explain to you why I, as his publicist sent me an email early this morning, and I'd seen the movie, as I said, which I think you should see. It has a whole different subtext than what we were talking about. But he's been there, and he has the pictures. And I'd never, as I said, never seen the pictures before. And, you know, look, if the Pope wanted to come on my program and talk about the crisis in Catholicism and the issue about pedophile priests, you know, when I can find someone who will talk with me on a personal level about what's going on in the news, I'm going to grab them. And I do that a lot on the Friday segments. It's Broken, Let's Fix It. And I'm very pleased with those. But this one is not going to be a story as much tomorrow. And I really wanted you guys to have the same perspective that I had, which is, and you won't have seen, presumably, the movie today, unless you happen to have seen the movie. But I thought that Parvez sharing where he'd been, and let me just give you his backstory a little bit, which is he is a Muslim. He lives in the United States. He actually lives in New York. I have never met him. And he's gay. And he views himself as a devout Muslim, and he's gay. And so his whole thing was to try and he's always wanted to do a Hajj, which is, as he points out, kind of a lifelong dream of Muslims. And so he wanted to go and sort of see if he couldn't, as I think he says the word reconcile in his film, his personal life and his religious beliefs, and the result is a sinner in Mecca, which, because Muslims would consider him a sinner because of his homosexuality. I've already done an interview earlier this morning. I am neither Muslim nor gay, but I with Doug this morning, and they said, why would people do this? And I said that religious zealousry is probably one of the most potent factors in the world, and we've seen it. We've seen it historically, we've seen it currently, and when you get a whole lot of, and people say, well, why would people buy into this? And I said that religion has always promised the poor that if you follow our rules and give to us, support us financially, emotionally, with arms, whatever, we will find a place in heaven for you, so your next life will be better than this one. And if you've got nothing, that's a pretty seductive kind of argument. All right? 855-993-7569. If you've got something on your mind, whether it has to do with sinning, Mecca, or anything else, give me a holler. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. It felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, I'm not only here to help, I'm here to help understand. Because I think if we can understand other people's behavior, if we can understand our own behavior, I think we can make the world a better and safer place. As I said, this is the day of the week where I talk with Doug Steffen. Well, for the last couple of weeks I've been co-hosting, but today I was back to just being a guest. And I said that the world has become a zero-sum game. If you win, I lose. That the idea that the life is not a zero-sum game. It's possible if we work at it that both of us can lose, both of us can win, and both of us can lose. So we may each have to give up a little bit for both of us to win. But that's good negotiation. That's good compromise when everybody feels they gave up a little bit to get what was most important to them. And that's not the way politicians behave these days. It's not necessarily how couples behave. And it's hopefully what the takeaway, if I had to sort of figure out one takeaway from the program, it's that life isn't a zero-sum game, that everybody can win. You just have to work at it. You just have to figure out what both of you want and how both of you can achieve that. And that sometimes, I suppose, in the real world, that's not completely doable. But then you can walk away from each other without recrimination, without blame, and without guilt, of just saying, we wanted different things. So, but that's the last resort. Everything before that is to try and figure out how both of you can get what you want, or most of what you want. And that's my point about having Parvez on today, is to say, okay, it's very easy, you know, if something doesn't happen to you, it doesn't happen. But it does happen to us. And that whole notion of how does religious fervor turn into tragedy? And is it something that could happen other places? And the answer is, I remember the first article I ever wrote for a newspaper. Well, actually, it wasn't the first. The first was in high school, but the first as an adult was talking about soccer riots. And for a lot of the world, soccer is a religion, and how people could get so frenzied that they could actually stampede, riot, kill each other. That human beings, unfortunately, have that capacity, and until we understand that, we have very little way of combating it. All right, crowd control is one thing, self-control is another. Today is National Punctuation Day, ! Question mark, semicolon. It's amazing how much difference a punctuation mark can make. All right, on this day in 1780, one of our favorite traitors, Benedict Arnold, flees to the British Army lines when the arrest of British Major John Andre exposes Arnold's plot to surrender West Point, which we found out about earlier this week. 1789, the Congress passes the Judiciary Act, which creates the Office of the United States Attorney General and the federal judiciary system and orders the composition of the Supreme Court of the United States. So legally, this is a big deal day. All right? And if you don't believe it, I'll sue you. No, that was kind of a bad joke. In 1852, the first airship powered by a steam engine created by Henri Giffard travels 17 miles, which is essentially 27 kilometers, from Paris to Troppes. So the French have always been kind of at the forefront of aviation. 1869, Black Friday, gold prices plummet after Ulysses S. Grant orders the Treasury to sell large quantities of gold after Jay Gould and James Fisk plot to control the market. So we've had a number of Black Fridays in U.S. history. In 1890, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints officially renounces polygamy, which I think a lot of people think that it's still practiced today. In 1906, Theodore Roosevelt proclaims Devil's Tower in Wyoming as the nation's first national monument. In 1948, the Honda Motor Company is founded. And in 1968, 60 Minutes debut on CBS, which is the basis of a new movie that will be out, I think, next month, called Truth, which stars Cate Blanchett as Mary Mapes and Robert Redford as Dan Rather. And that whole story, Topher Grace is in it, Dennis Quaid is in it. So it's a very interesting movie. It's not a perfect movie, but it's a very interesting movie. And how cool would Dan Rather think that Robert Redford is playing him? So that whole issue about journalism, about the finances of journalism, the idea that that news shows for a long time were viewed as public services, that's part of to get a license, either radio or television, I think newspapers as well, you have to prove that you serve the public good. And news was how newspapers, and radio to a very large extent, said that they served the public good. With radio, we're also the, what's the name of the alarm system where you hear beeps? What's the name of that? I should know, I'm in radio. We've done it. Remember the national broadcast emergency system?
The emergency broadcast system.
Well, okay, I got all the words. I just got them in slightly the wrong order. Okay. Worrying
It's like emergency broadcast system, or it's EAS, emergency alert system.
Okay. So that's
one,
all right.
One
so
of those two. I think it's the latter, actually.
I got all the words, just not in the right order, but everybody knew what it was. And that's what radio was able to do. But 60 Minutes, they figured out, I think about 1968, that news was actually beginning to make money. And 60 Minutes, and, well, you'll hear the whole story. And the continuing concern, which people have up to this very second, maybe not on my program. I don't think anybody figures that I actually, I'm just not, politics are not my thing. But the control that people have over what is broadcast and what is not broadcast, because there's so much money involved, and who owns the broadcast system, which has always been viewed as a public trust. So it's an interesting movie that'll come up. Movies, all of a sudden, as I said, that documentaries have always, one of the reasons that I like them and sort of watch them and have them on my program sometimes is because they've taken the place of what investigative reporting used to be on newspapers. And so it's now that mainstream movies are really focusing on that kind of thing. As I said, Truth does 60 Minutes and Dan Rather, and Spotlight does the Boston Globe and the pedophile story in the church in Boston. So in fact, Black Mass is based on the book, but the documentary about Whitey Bulger came out last year called The United States of America versus James Bulger. So movies are moving in. They go from one extreme to the other, right? They're either about superheroes or I guess super creeps, which are much more part of our documentary film experience. Speaking of creeps, I have a couple of creepy stories, but some good ones too. Somebody else commented about the fact that we said yesterday that the Pope is going to dine with the homeless people rather than with politicians, which is kind of a cool statement. I think this is a very popular Pope because I think he is trying very hard to bridge what is always the case, I suppose, or should be the case, between ongoing concerns for the planet and human beings and a religious calling. And to a certain extent, I think that's what Parvez was being so incensed about, is here's a group of people who are in a position of great power, and that there's always that it's not necessarily in conflict to want to do well and do right at the same time. And some are successful, some are not. Parvez would say that Saudi Arabia is not successful at it. I think a lot of people feel that the Pope is certainly at least attempting to do both what's right and what's good. And sometimes there's a conflict. I don't think I necessarily want to be in charge of the world anytime soon. A Harvard employee, not necessarily a graduate, was accused of spending $80,000 of the university's money to buy Legos and iPads. Well, at least it's not bombs, I suppose. The airline apologized for stopping a wounded vet with a service dog from boarding. I'm trying to figure out what airline it is, because I have been on flights in the last couple of years where people have had those little yappy dogs, and they say they're service dogs, which they have the little certificate, but it's nonsense. And I've actually sat with a service dog on my feet because I was sitting in the bulkhead seat, and this woman, and, what are you going to do? It was not, I'm sure it wasn't terribly comfortable for the dog, wasn't terribly comfortable for me, but do it. This was American Airlines. And it turns out not only did he prevent the vet, but his dog was an award-winning service dog. Oh, dear. He was going to a gala for Service Dog of the Year with his dog, Axel. Oh, dear. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. Well, the American Airlines story turns out to be somebody just said, I need your paperwork. And apparently it's illegal to ask for the paperwork. And the only reason I know this is because I go to this restaurant every once in a while in my neighborhood when there are people in visiting. And a couple times there has been one of those little yappy lap dogs, and I'll say to one of the waiters, all of whom I know, what's going on? They said, yeah, we can't ask. They're called a service dog. And the problem, I mean, this was clearly somebody's mistake, and American Airlines apologized. This guy's probably going to get free flights for the rest of his life. It was a full flight, so I don't know. I guess one of the lessons is, even though I think it isn't legal to ask for it, that it's become such a scam, and obviously with this guy it wasn't, but it's become kind of a scam, I think, for people just wanting to be able to take their dogs. There's a family member of mine who does this, and we got into a very large argument because the place that we were going to meet doesn't allow dogs. And she said, well, but mine's a service dog. I said, I'm not willing to fight, you know, to get in a hassle for this, that either you come and leave the dog at home or, you know, you can stay someplace else. But I'm not going to fight them on this because I think the whole thing is bogus. So we're still talking to each other, though. We like each other a lot. I just didn't really want our dog around. And no one else did either. Okay, and this one's a little tiny dachshund. Now, how this could be a service dog is unclear to me, but nevertheless. All right, on a happier note, however, still the same genre, we're about, all of us, to see a rare celestial event next week, okay? It hasn't happened in 30 years. On Sunday, most of North America, South America, and Africa will see a super moon and a blood moon at once. So we've been talking about this for a month, right? It's only happened 5 times since 1900 and won't happen again till 2033. So let's get prepared, folks. Full moons are common, right? Get one a month. Sunday, the full moon's orbit will be closer to the Earth, making it appear 14 times larger. We said 15 times. So this increased size will make it appear a supermoon, an event that happens 4 to 6 times a year. The moon will also pass through the Earth's shadow, creating a total lunar eclipse. We've talked about that as well. The sun's light will have to travel through the Earth's atmosphere before reaching the moon. This will give the moon a red-orange tint, making it a blood moon. How cool is that? Okay. If you live on the west coast of the United States or Canada, you'll be able to see the supermoon and lunar eclipse at 7:11 p.m. All right, so that probably means here around 10. Eat dinner outside, as the event will only last an hour and 12 minutes. On the east coast, we have to wait, till 10:11. Did we already add? We can add 3 hours. If you're in Europe or Africa, you might need to stay awake all night because the full eclipse will peak around 3 in the morning, all right, in London, 4 in Cape Town. The last time a supermoon and a blood moon occurred was at the same time as 1982, next one in 2033. So you have to wait another 18 years. I was still in Boston the last time there was one, and I was out on the street when it happened, and I sort of knew it but didn't know it quite as much. And if you've never experienced one, they are freaky. Have you ever seen an eclipse? I mean, a full eclipse?
I have. I can't remember. I mean, I was a...
You were probably 2.
I think I was in the fourth grade when we had it was a solar eclipse.
They're spooky, don't you think?
Oh yeah, they're totally creepy. And at that time too, being in fourth grade, it happened while I was at school, and they actually would not let us go outside for recess because the eclipse was going on, like it was basically at like high noon.
Yeah,
basically like right at noon.
Remember the movie going on. Darkness? Yeah, Darkness at Noon. Yeah. Well, and I think with the solar eclipse, I think you're supposed to only look through, you know, the pinhole because you can still burn out your retina.
Yep.
But there's at night somehow night things. I think everything that happens at night is spookier than anything that happens during the day. We're such visually oriented creatures. But I was standing in the middle of the street and looked up, and everybody around me, all the cars were stopped. All the people were stopped, and everybody just looking up. And it is, I mean, think about it. Now, we understand in 2015 what's occurring, and we can predict it. But think about being somebody in a loincloth, you know, with a club living in a cave thousands of years ago and having this. And you'd think that the gods were mad at you, right? You'd think that the world was coming to an end. I mean, it is a freaky, spooky kind of thing because it's just... It's just so out of the ordinary. It's not what you expect. And we can explain it. But, I mean, again, it's that conflict, that tension between your head, what you know, and your stomach, what you feel. And your head may say, oh, yeah, total lunar eclipse, perigee, 15 times larger. Your stomach's going, oh, my gosh, what's going on here? So that's Sunday. All right. Everybody get prepared for it. And we actually are acknowledging that these kinds of things are going on because one of our Facebook questions, Facebook, apparently, if you're trying to get to us on Facebook, you may be having a problem right now because it's having its own lunar eclipse today. But we asked, how does a full moon affect you? Or does a full moon affect you? Why or why not? And everybody I've asked this question, because I've been asking it for the last couple of days, has a different response. So I think we'll probably wait till Monday to do that. And you still have time to respond to, if you could meet with the Pope, what would you ask him? And we got a lot of responses on that. But because by the time he gets here, my program will be off the air. We'll do that tomorrow. So we're trying to keep up with the times, and especially because everything's so psychological these days. It's kind of like the entire world is crying out for psychology. Please explain to us why people are behaving this way. There we go. And on a cool kind of link, which again, there's a movie out, two humans have linked their brain to play 20 questions. A non-invasive brain-to-brain interface successfully allowed two people in separate locations to share their thoughts. And I think the name of the movie, I think it's called Transvergence or something. I'll have to look it up over the break. But this is actually getting two people. You know, we've been talking about this in science fiction, right? Movies for a long time. With hooking up people's brains to one another. Sometimes the people are alive. Sometimes they're not in a body. So I'll find the movie for you. I've seen it. It's kind of a weird movie. But this one and the little caps they have on each other. But wouldn't that be kind of a fun thing to do?
Sure.
Would you hook up with my brain?
Sure.
Okay, good. Let's do this. if we could do brains, maybe we wouldn't need Stack. We wouldn't need the internet.
That's true.
All right, you have to wear an EEG cap that monitors, captures, and translates brain activity. And you stare at one of two flashing LEDs attached to the monitor, which flash at different frequencies. So we could do this. I don't know. We have enough trouble communicating as it is. But it would be kind of I'd try.
Seems
that.
Like this would make it easier, though.
I think so too. I think we should try it. Let's go talk. Let's go talk to John about some new hardware for us. 855-993-7569. You and movies coming up. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in an area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, it's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying $1, $1.50, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay, ProPure.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.